If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, over to Hebrews 11. And follow along as I read beginning at verse 23. Hebrews 11 and 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he'd grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking forward, or looking to, the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea, as though they were passing through dry land. And the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. Let's pray again. Father, quiet our hearts here in this place, and through the ministry of your Holy Spirit, help us to see clearly what is here, clearly what you have written. May we handle it accurately, communicate it clearly, so that your word can have your desired impact upon our hearts and upon our lives. Again, these stories are familiar. Please don't let us miss the significance in that familiarity. Take your word, your servant, and teach us, please. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. By faith, Moses, second only to Abraham in Jewish history. One of these two great cornerstones. And the writer of Hebrews, you know, is writing to Jewish Christians to encourage them, Jewish seekers who are considering Christ, and he's refuting the Jews who are saying that Jesus cannot be the Christ, God of the universe. And in doing that, he has taken great effort to demonstrate through the lives of Abraham, and we will see this morning Moses, the significance. Both were characterized as men of faith. And let's not miss the irony. The man whom God used to give Israel the law lived by faith. We have five examples this morning. By faith, Moses was hidden by his parents. Verse 23. Now, the challenge here, in my mind, is my Bible says, because they saw he was a beautiful child. The NIV doesn't help a whole lot when it says he was no ordinary child. You've had four, a fifth one's coming. She will be beautiful and she will be like no other. Moses, when he was born, Mom and Dad, I'm sure, he was beautiful. No one like him. You know a question that comes to my mind? Reading this, you got to wonder, what if Moses had been ugly? Maybe there's a little more to this. when we look at what was written in the book of Exodus and shine the light of the book of Acts, you see, the book of Acts, yes. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen is being stoned to death for his testimony, for his love of Jesus. And in the process, he's telling the story for these Jewish executioners. And he says of Moses, he was lovely in the sight of God. That's what Amram and Jochebed saw when they held baby Moses. That's what you will see when you hold baby Rogers. Lovely in the sight of God. And when we come to the conclusion that our children are lovely in the sight of God, we will protect them. We will value their lives. And that's what was going on. Not fearing the edict that they were, that the midwives were to destroy every male child born among the Jews, they chose not to fear the king's edict. You choose life. Choose life for Moses. You remember that story, how they hid him away as long as they could. Then mom made it possible for him to be found by someone who she believed would protect him. And God in his providence has Miriam right there when Pharaoh's daughter finds the baby in a basket and wonders, who can help raise this child? And Miriam says, I know somebody. And goes and gets his mother for baby Moses. All of that was done by faith. And then in verses 24, 25, and 26, we read that by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. As Moses came to maturity, having been raised at the knee of his Jewish mother, knowing of the one true God and his love and the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, knowing all of that, and at the same time raised in all of the opulence and worldly education that Egypt could offer, here is truly a man for all seasons. And he has a choice. I can continue where I am. Some have postulated that maybe he was next in line. Even though he was adopted, he might have been the next Pharaoh. Don't know. He certainly had all of the training that the next Pharaoh would have. And he said, I don't want that. I want to identify with my people. I want to be known as a Jewish man, a son of Levi, a son of Aaron, a son of Levi. Choosing to endure ill treatment with the people of God over passing pleasures of sin. And then, in the first part of verse 26, considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Where did he get that? Choosing to identify, anticipating the coming Messiah. Where did he learn that? In my notes, I have a simple phrase. Thanks, Mom. That was just one of the things he learned from his mother. We are a special chosen people. From us, God said to Abraham, from us will come someone who will bless us and will bless the world. And he said, I want to be a part of that. I want to identify with them. I want to identify with him. And then the last part of verse 26 says, looking to the reward. Here is a man who has everything the world has to offer. And he says, the God of the universe, made Father Abraham a promise. He will keep it. I want to be a part of that. Verse 27, by faith, he left Egypt. It identified as a Jew. And seeing the mistreatment that they were receiving, he responded. But then at the same time, seeing the mistreatment that they would have toward one another, responding. But here, the writer of Hebrews says, not fearing the wrath of the king. Again, his adopted grandfather. Not fearing the Pharaoh. He left. And verse 27 says, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. Important. Moses did not see God. No one has seen the Father. But notice, literally it says, he endured as seeing, or as though, as if he had seen the one who is unseen. Remember, he was confronted by God himself, illustrated in a burning bush when God spoke to him. Moses knew he had heard from God. It was as if he had seen him. He trusted him. He left by faith Egypt. And then in verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover. The Passover is a part of that 10th and final plague. God told Moses, go and confront your... Now, at this time, is it the grandfather, or is it maybe his father, adopted father, or maybe a stepbrother? Don't know for sure, but someone he knew very well, who knew him. God said, I want you to go and I want you to confront him, challenge him. And for 9 times he did. And each time, Pharaoh's heart was hardened and refused Moses. Then the 10th time came. And God said, I am going to take the firstborn of all of Egypt. From Pharaoh to the animals in the stable. And I will take the firstborn of Israel unless you do this. we spell out Passover. I am about to pour judgment upon this nation because of their sin. There is only one sacrifice for sin, and that is life. The death. Here, an animal. So he gave them strict details, at least a part of that is to sacrifice that animal and put the blood on both sides and above the door, so that when that death angel goes through Egypt, he will see your house and just pass over. Because you have obediently done, by faith, what I commanded. So, having been told what to do, this is key to understanding what faith is all about, by the way. Having been told what to do, Moses obeyed. Because you see, faith, genuine faith, works. Genuine faith is obedient. And obedience has consequences. Now here in verse 29, things change a little bit. He says, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea. Remember that? They got gone. And it was a wonderful time. They left. The Egyptians were so glad to see them go. They gave them parting gifts. And then they left. And they get to the Red Sea. And they can't go any further. They turn around. And Pharaoh is rethinking letting them go. So he's on their heels. And what does Israel do? Well, they have a prayer meeting. No. They get ready to kill Moses. You let us out here just to die? And Moses is praying. God, we've obeyed to this point. What's next? Now what does God say? Trust me. Step out. Remember, keep faith. Obedience. As soon as they stepped, it was as though they were passing through dry land. Now, you read Exodus, and it's clear that God dried the land. But what the writer of Hebrews is wanting to stress is, instantly, that riverbed was as though it had always been dry ground. Always. And anywhere from 1.5 million to 2 billion people passed through that. And there had to be at least one 10-year-old boy who was continually stopping and looking through that water to see what was in it. But they all get across on dry ground. But when the Egyptians attempted it, they were drowned. Why? Because faith works. Genuine faith is obedient. And obedience has consequences. Now let me pause here for just a moment. As we have been looking at this, some of you have to be saying, now wait a minute. I remember reading the book of Exodus. I remember reading the stories that the writer is referring to, and I don't remember things happening quite just exactly like that. What's going on here? Well, there are a couple of things going on. One, now this is not a trick question. One, who wrote the book of Exodus? You're both right. Moses did, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Excuse me. When Moses wrote his story, as it is in almost all of Scripture, he wrote his story, warts and all. Moses was afraid. He was scared at times. And Moses, as he's writing, says, I was there, I remember. But what happened from Exodus to Hebrews 11? Grace. God's grace. Moses had been forgiven. So when the writer of Hebrews is writing, with the same Holy Spirit's inspiration, he's writing from God's viewpoint, because all of that had been forgiven. God doesn't bring up our forgiven sin. God doesn't constantly remind us of what we've done wrong once he's forgiven it. God looks at us from where we end up. He looks at you where you are today. Not where you've been. Not what you've done. Have you been forgiven? Then he's forgotten. Have you been forgiven? Have you asked to be forgiven? You'll never bring it up. When God looked at the life of Moses, Exodus describes Moses from Moses' viewpoint. Hebrews 11 helps us to see Moses from God's viewpoint. One man's faith became the faith of a nation. One pastor put it this way. God wants our obedience, not our help. Do you hear that? God wants our obedience, not our help. Our trust, not our counsel. He makes the plans. We walk in them by faith. That's what we're to be learning from Hebrews 11. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for its truthfulness. I pray, Father, that we've handled it accurately. Challenge those of us who need to be challenged. Encourage those of us who need to be encouraged. And perhaps for some of us, a little bit of it. Thank you for the gift of salvation, for the gift of forgiveness. Thank you for looking at us through the lens of the finished work of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus. You see us not as we are, not as we were, but as we will be. And we thank you. In Jesus' name.